Southeastern Baptist Seminary, Thursday, November 19, 1987. The Binkley Chapel Organ Service of Dedication with Dr. James W. Good at the organ and also the chapel ensemble.
Dear Lord, through thy grace we have been granted the joy and beauty of music. We celebrate today the gift of this magnificent organ to enrich our worship. Bless those who gave it, those who built it, those who play it, and all who hear it. We praise you with every tuneful pipe, all the gifts of heavenly art, all the powers of music bring, the music of the heart. Amen. You may remain seated while the choir sings the next hymn. Found on page 513. Will you read this with vigor? And as we repeat the last phrase, praise ye the Lord, let us raise it to the heavens. 513. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Praise him with the timbrel and bass.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
You may be seated.
Music, all is glory and pride. And our oration leaves no room.
get the feeling you folks feel rather good today. Well, we ought to. Psalm 150. We have the trumpets. We have the psalter and the harp. We have the timbrel. And we have a problem. Baptists don't want us to dance. We have the stringed instruments and the organ and the loud cymbals and the high-sounding cymbals. And Baptists don't want us to dance. Tough, tough, tough. But we are going to do what you do when you take the word seriously to praise the Lord with all that in us lies. We together today want to present this organ to the God of us all. Now, he doesn't need it, but I do believe he will appreciate it. Someone not long ago at a beautiful dedication of a lovely new sanctuary reminded me that the Lord God of the universe does not really live in a house made with hands. But if he ever chose to, he would be comfortable in that house. It's sort of like that with this beautiful instrument. He doesn't need such musical instruments to sing the songs of the spheres. But if God, he, whatever, ever chooses to use such an instrument to glory of God, I believe this one will be an excellent choice. It isn't too impressive. It certainly is not the organ of the universe or of the country or of the nation or of the world. But neither is it unimpressive. It is what you would expect from mainstream moderate Baptists, a moderate kind of organ. This organ in Binkley Chapel is a gift to us. It was built and installed by the Reuter Organ Company of Lawrence, Kansas in 1957. Now, for you who are newcomers to the family, that was the year following the departure of the college to go to Winston-Salem. Those of us who were left on the campus started that very year, 56, 57, dedicating this building. We put this new interior in it. All of this you see is facade, you know that. You can go up above this that you see, and there are acres of yet unclaimed territory between this facade and the roof. Now up there, we're putting in the air conditioning. You didn't know it was in? Sure, that's why you feel so comfortable today. But we, in 1957, received this organ, a gift of Walter M. and Flonnie Cooper Williams. Walter and Flonnie Cooper were good Baptists from Burlington, North Carolina. They were gifted in making money and in giving money. Better said, investing money. They invested their resources in 5 organs in this area, and Southeastern Seminary was the recipient of one of them. The chapel organ they gave to the school and was dedicated in 1957 contained 45 ranks of pipes, and along with it, preparation was made for the enlargement of that organ at a later time. Early this year, a contract was signed. In fact, I believe it was signed in February of 87 with the Schantz Organ Company in Oroville, Ohio, to recondition the organ that Mr. and Mrs. Williams had given us in 57 and to add to it the enlargement of 25 ranks of pipes along with a new console. A matching grant from the Cannon Foundation made this and the air conditioning, and the lift system to access this chapel for the handicapped, all possible. The organ is now complete. The air condition is underway and will be completed by the time we need it next year. And the lift system will be in place, hopefully, by the time the spring semester begins. The instrument was dismantled completely last August, and portions of it, large chunks of it, hauled off away to the Schantz shop in Ohio. In early October, they returned with our organ, and it took them nearly 2 weeks to put it into place, and then since then, they have completed toning it and tuning it, which action was completed finally on Friday, November 13. Today, November 19, we present, on behalf of a grateful people, this instrument to God as a beautiful resource, an excellent resource for worship, for teaching, for learning, and for rejoicing as we participate in its beauty and its message. And along with it, we present three of the finest human beings who ever walked in shoe leather: Ben Johnson, Jim Good, Michael Hahn. They head the teaching force at this school in the field of music. As you know, they're joined by numerous adjunctive and visiting teachers from time to time, but they are our heart and soul musically. And it is to them that we look to continue this presentation and utilization of this organ through the years ahead. Now, to lead us in the dedication of the organ, Dr. Good is going to play Bach's fugue in E-flat major. And we're going to enjoy it as we join him. Thank you. I believe you would like to stand to join me in the litany of dedication, if you would, please. We now have an organ of 70 ranks of pipes, and let us dedicate it to the Lord. To the glory of God the Father, before whom the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy when the foundations of the earth were laid, who for our salvation gave his only begotten Son, and who puts a new song in our hearts, we dedicate this organ. To the Holy Spirit, our ever-present helper, who alone can move us to praise, and who, with the Father and the Son, we do worship and glorify as one God, world without end, we dedicate this organ. Stir within us a greater vision of thy beauty and a deeper sense of thy love, and to inspire us to higher devotion and greater service to thee, we dedicate this organ. To sound forth the music of psalm and hymn and song in such a way that we may go out from this house of God with high resolve to do his holy will, we dedicate this organ.
To call the lost to salvation, the sorrowing to heavenly comfort, and the strong to new challenges, to bring blessing and joy to all who shall pass this way, we dedicate this organ.
Please be seated. We'd encourage you to sing unison during the following hymn. join me as I voice a prayer of dedication and song.
When the morning stars together their Creator's glory sing, and the angel host all shouted till with joy the heavens ring, then thy wisdom and thy greatness their exultant music told. All the beauty and the splendor which thy mighty works unfold. When in synagogue and temple voices raise the psalmist's songs, offering the adoration which alone to thee belongs, when thy singers and the cymbals with the trumpet made accord, glory fill the house of worship, and all knew thy presence, Lord. Voice an instrument in union through the ages spoke thy praise. Plain song, tuneful hymns and anthems told thy faithful gracious ways. Choir and orchestra and organ each a sacred offering brought, while inspired by thine own spirit, poet and composer wrought. Lord, we bring our gift of music, touch our lips and fire our heart, teach our minds and train our senses, fit us for this sacred art. Then with skill and consecration we would serve thee, Lord, and give all our powers to glorify thee, and in serving fully live.
Following the benediction, you are invited to remain to enjoy one of the favorites of classic organ literature. May we stand. Go in the name of God, the creator of all song, Jesus Christ, the embodiment of the true song, and the Holy Spirit, the presence of God's song in our world. Amen.